This is The 21st. I'm Brian Mackey. The pandemic has taken so much from us, big and small. And somewhere on that spectrum, different for everyone, is the spark that comes from hearing live music. And for the more talented among us, from making music live, in front of and with an audience. Musicians across Illinois, like those around the world, have been finding ways to adapt to life in a pandemic, whether with masks and distancing or getting pretty good at virtual performances. I mean, aren't we all YouTubers now? The show goes on. That was true for members of the Grossman Ensemble, a contemporary classical music supergroup organized by the University of Chicago. Every year it performs new music by UChicago faculty, students, and guest composers, including this year, Martha Horst. She's a professor of composition and theory at Illinois State University in Bloomington Normal, and she joins me now via Zoom. Martha, thank you for being here, and on your birthday, no less, happy birthday.
Thank you so much. It's great to be here.
Also with us is Benjamin Melski, a member of the Grossman Ensemble. He's a harpist there and is also with Ensemble Del Niente, where he's executive director. Ben, welcome to the show.
Thanks so much for having me, and happy birthday, Martha.
Thanks.
Listeners, are you missing live music? Maybe you've been attending virtual concerts supporting your local ensembles. Maybe you've always had a question for a composer or a harpist. Now is your chance. Join the conversation by giving us a call at 800-222-9455. That's 800-222-9455. Or you can tweet us at 21st show. So, Martha, before we get into the specifics of this piece that you composed for the Grossman Ensemble, composer is one of those job titles that is something of a mystery to a lot of people. Can you talk about how does a composer spend her days in both the before times and during the pandemic?
Well, like a lot of composers, I have a day job, and my day job is working at a university. And so I really don't get the luxury of composing except for at night or potentially during the summer. This is the time we're supposed to do the most composing. There are some composers who devote all of their time to composition, but I took the safe route, I guess you would say, and have another job teaching about composition and theory.
Well, when you are spending that time composing, can you talk about I'm curious how much of a modern composer's work is done on commission, as the piece we're talking about today was, for a specific ensemble or performer? Or are you also composing, you know, when moved by the muses, or however you want to say that?
Well, as I said, I don't have much time. I also have two young children, and so I really only compose pieces that are commissioned by specific ensembles. And I actually also was the composer in residence for the Illinois Philharmonic recently until the pandemic hit. And so really, it's a concentrated effort for me. And I only really focus on the pieces that are requested.
That's the Illinois Philharmonic in the south suburbs of Chicago, that orchestra?
That's true. That's
yeah,
right.
Yeah, yeah. I was stage manager there in a past life before I went into journalism. Ben, let me bring you into the conversation. So we were talking about commissions. In this case, the work we're talking about was commissioned by the Grossman Ensemble at the University of Chicago. Can you tell us about that group?
Sure. Well, the Grossman Ensemble is the project, I would say the director, Augusta Reed Thomas. And the ensemble is 13 folks who are friends and colleagues of mine, who are among the new music scene kind of around Chicago. Number of them play also in Del Niente. And we get together, it's like four or five times, you know, pre-pandemic, four or five times to rehearse a piece and workshop it before the performance. And it's a really kind of expanded development period for the pieces, which is kind of the signature aspect of the ensemble, in addition to all just being really stellar players that I am constantly in admiration of.
Is it all brand new music?
Yeah, every concert has four new pieces that are written for the kind of like the occasion. And that happens three times in the season. And it's really a tremendous way for composers, I think, to get pieces workshopped over an amount of time and be able to take that feedback back home and work on it and then bring something new to the table for the next rehearsal and have a really great development process.
So, Martha, the piece you composed was, it's called The Universe Remembers Gravitational Waves. Can you talk about, before we, and we do have a clip from that, we're going to listen to a little bit of that, but can you talk about what were the parameters of the commission from the Grossman Ensemble? What did you have to work with?
Sure. Well, Augusta Reed Thomas really wanted to create work for the ensemble during very difficult times. And so she, as opposed to, as Ben said, you usually have 13 musicians in a room, she had to limit it to 2 to 3. So she said it has to be a duo or a trio. And then she wanted everybody to get one job. And so she gave us a selection and said, you have to pick 2 or 3 out of this selection, but only, you know, there was only one composer who got to work with harp. So I put in some requests, some crazy ensembles, like, I don't know, horn and harp and saxophone. But I was fortunate that she said I could compose for harp, violin, viola. And so this is a really unusual ensemble, but I'm just very inspired by the harp. I had just worked with it in the orchestral setting, as I said. And it just really speaks to me. It's capable of things that no other instrument can really do, such as, you know, dramatic glissandos, but also lots of different color techniques. So I was really happy to take on this challenge. And I was fortunate that Augusta Reed Thomas really concerned about her musicians and wanted to create an opportunity for them to get a live performance, even though it was impossible to do with an audience.
So your piece is called The Universe Remembers Gravitational Waves. Can you talk about, you know, once you have the instrumentation down, what is your process like? Where do you draw inspiration from? Or maybe you just want to talk about what the title signifies. Or maybe you don't.
Sure. Well, I really thought about the instruments. And as I said, the harp is capable of things that a lot of instruments can't do, such as dramatic glissandos. And so I thought about building up momentum to a moment, a glissando moment, and then tapering off, you know, so a sort of wave structure. But as I was composing the piece, I said, well, this isn't water waves or air waves or wind waves. So I thought about what kind of, I researched other kinds of waves, and I came up with this concept of gravitational waves, which actually have a memory component. I found that very interesting, that as the piece progressed, there'd be a sort of memory at the end of the process. And so that was the inspiration. And because it's 21st century music, you know, we can look to all kinds of different concepts of waves, not just to, you know, your traditional water piece by a 19th century composer.
Absolutely. All right. I think we've had enough build up. Let me just take a moment to reintroduce you. Martha Horst is a composer, also a professor at Illinois State University. Ben Melsky is a harpist with the Grossman Ensemble and Del Niente, where he's also executive director. We're going to listen to an excerpt. This is from The Universe Remembers Gravitational Waves, performed by members of the Grossman Ensemble, Kate Carter on violin, Dominic Johnson, viola, and Ben Melsky on harp. Let's take a listen. Ben, when people think of the harp, they're often thinking, as we just heard before listening to that, music from the Romantic period, right? Debussy, Respighi. But I understand you're a relatively rare harpist with an interest or a commitment to contemporary music. Can you talk about that?
Sure. I mean, that is kind of mostly what I do, is all new music and trying to find ways of exploring the instrument that haven't been explored before. So I really like experimenting and finding composers who have really unique voices and concepts and applying them to the instrument. So I love that sort of thing, that kind of sense of discovery. And I also love your question, Brian, earlier about what is it like when a composer sits down and writes something. And I always find it to be kind of a magical process where in the commissioning that I've done, I love just saying, you know, go write a piece, and then the piece comes back, and I just feel totally in awe that a composer thought to do that kind of thing.
So, Ben, what was the process of rehearsing like? It's remote, it's virtual, as so many things are these days?
You know, virtual rehearsals could be, I think they can kind of be done if you have the right software and really good internet connections, but we were able to do kind of socially distant rehearsals in a big room.
Okay.
Since all of us can keep our masks on to play, we were able to, you know, be 10 feet apart, different ends of a room, and it wasn't ideal in terms of just like the space, because you always like to be near each other when you're playing chamber music, but it was totally functional.
And Martha, what was your experience like of rehearsing this? I think I read that you were not in the room for at least most of it. You were connecting virtually. What was that like?
Well, they were rehearsing in January. And if you just go back to January pre-vaccine, it was a really different reality. And so I didn't at all think about attending the rehearsal. And it was also up in Chicago. So they were trying to Zoom me in and make recordings on their cell phones and this and that. And, you know, I have to say, no matter how hard they tried, I couldn't really hear the piece. I just took their word for it that it sounded great because it's just so difficult. Unless you have superb recording technology, it's really hard to hear the balance in the room and how the sound is mixing. So in many ways, I don't really think I heard the piece until I went up to the recording session up in Chicago. And at that point, you know, I was live with musicians in a room. It was really kind of overwhelming to finally hear live music again in a room with musicians. So I just had to sort of trust the musicians that everything was working out, even though they were sending me some cell phone recordings and that kind of stuff.
Was that your first experience of live music since the pandemic?
When I went to the recording studio, yes, it was. It was.
Must have been a long time. Ben, how has your musical life been otherwise during the pandemic?
Well, it's definitely, you know, pivoted, which I think is kind of the word that a lot of people and arts organizations have used. You know, obviously, I haven't been performing as much. My administrative role has not really chilled out because I've been trying to produce a lot of kind of virtual concerts as well. So it's shifted a lot of work. And it's definitely just made the experience of actually getting together to be in a room so much more special, because it takes so much work to do that and make sure that schedules work out and to find venues that are, you know, safe and everybody can have enough space. And when you kind of go through all those hurdles and then are finally together, it just felt like so totally wonderful. It's been a lot of the emotional kind of roller coaster of not being able to do stuff. And then when you finally can, it feels amazing.
Benjamin Melski is the executive director and harpist with Ensemble Del Niente. He's also a member of the Grossman Ensemble at the University of Chicago. We've also been speaking with Martha Horst, professor of composition and theory at Illinois State University. She's the composer of The Universe Remembers Gravitational Waves for harp, violin, and viola. Martha Horst, Ben Melski, thanks so much for being with us today on the 21st.
Thank you. It was great to be here.
Thank you. It was a pleasure.
And that is all the time we have for today. Our program is produced by Anna Casey and Ryan Wild. Chantal Vaca is our engagement producer. Our interns are Zainab Qureshi and Brielle Skullark. Technical direction and engineering comes from Jason Croft and Steve Mork. Reginald Hardwick's our news director. Thank you to the band Public Access for our regular theme music. We leave you today with another excerpt from The Universe Remembers Gravitational Waves by Martha Horst and performed by members of the Grossman Ensemble, including Ben Melski on harp. The 21st is a production of Illinois Public Media. I'm Brian Mackey. Thanks for listening.